Good afternoon, my students in JS1. Today, on physical and health education, we would continue on the striking games that we've been treating all this while. And today we'll be talking about squash racket. Squash racket is a game whose name was coined out of the sound made. Now, at the beginning of the early part of the 17th century, talking about 1600s, Englishmen played tied up rags. Rags were tied and they were struck, that is, they were hit or thrown on the walls, on the streets. And the name squash came out of the sound made. Over time, it spread to other European nations and their colonies. Of course, that means it was also introduced into Nigeria through this colonial activity of the British. The Nigerian Squash Federation was formed around 1974, and this body is in charge of the development of the game in the country. This game today is no longer an outdoor game. It has become an indoor game, being played within the four walls of a building. Now, the squash racket is played in a room measuring by standard 9.75 meters long, 5.64 meters wide, and 4.88 meters high, with a metal strip above the ground floor, which is 0.44318 meters on the wall. This metal strip is called teitel, spelled as teitel. There are standard rackets, that's the what we call the playing materials, the playing equipment, we call them rackets. These are the same thing being used in lawn tennis as well as badminton, though they vary. That of badminton is lighter, but that of squash and lawn tennis are identical. Also, rubber balls of size 4.45 cm in diameter, they are used. Now, there are benefits of playing this game of squash. In the first place, the game of squash is useful in the development of quick reflexes, good judgment, and eye coordination. It also enhances flexibility, agility, speed, and endurance. It also helps in controlling weight gain, fat shedding, and relieve stress. It's also used to encourage across gender sports participation, because it could be played between men and women, old and young, and people of different social strata, as in the wealthy, the affluent, vis-a-vis those who are not too affluent. The game also is used in encouraging those who ordinarily wouldn't love to come out in public to get involved in sports, because it could be it's done as an indoor sport where everybody is within a confined environment. So it can encourage these people to actually get into sports participation and still shed excess fat, lose some weight, and so on. Now, there are some terminologies that needs to be understood about this game. Like I mentioned, the title and 2 points. Points are scored in this game with a point of 13 points. So meaning that a winner is expected to score 13 points. So the first person to get to that 13 points is declared the winner of this game. But if there is a tie at 12, it is extended to 15 points, first to arrive at 15 points. Number three, in this game also, there is a marking on the middle of the floor, and it's called the midline. The midline. Now this line the ball that is bouncing from the wall should only touch the first side close to the wall once before crossing this line. If it touches on that side twice before crossing that line, it becomes a fault against the person who touched the ball last. As in the officials in this game include the referee, the recorder, and the timekeeper. And this game is played in sets of 20 minutes each. And you could play as much as 5 sets or 7 sets. Thank you for listening to me. Now, what are the questions I would want you to take down? Firstly, the first question is that you're going to sketch the squash racket courts, which I have described onto you in your own notes. You sketch the courts. Remember, I said that the length is 9.75 meters long. The width is 5.64 meters wide. And the height of the wall is 4.88 meters high. Then you have to make a provision for the metal strip at a height of 0.44318 meters on the wall from the ground. That is the first question. The second question will be, mention 3 benefits that could be derived from playing the game of squash. I said earlier on that you should submit your responses to this assignment on or before the 18th of June 2020. And there are 2 major channels through which you can submit. It's either you bring a handwritten copy to the school gates or you send me an online summary of your work through the WhatsApp number 090-613-69413. Thank you.